The Englishman was asleep, breathing through his mouth as he always did, awake or asleep. Suddenly Hannah was claustrophobic, untired. She strode down the hall and leapt down the stairs. She pushed at the stiff, swollen door and came into the library, and then removed the boards from the French doors at the far end of the room, opening them, letting in the night air. Where Caravaggio was, she didn't know. She grabbed the grey sheet that covered the piano and walked away to a corner of the room, hauling it after her. No light. She heard a far grumble of thunder. She was standing in front of the piano. Without looking down, she lowered her hands and started to play, just chording sound, reducing melody to a skeleton. She was looking down as two men slipped through the French doors and placed their guns on the end of the piano and stood in front of her, the noise of chords still in the air of the changed room. Her arms down her sides, one barefoot on the brass pedal, continuing with the song her mother had taught her that she practiced on any surface, a kitchen table, a wall while she walked upstairs, her own bed before she fell asleep. They had had no piano. She used to go to the community centre on Saturday mornings and play there, but all week she practiced wherever she was, learning the chalked notes that her mother had drawn onto the kitchen table and then wiped off later. A lightning flash across the valley. The storm had been coming all night, and she saw one of the men was a Sikh. Now she paused and smiled, somewhat amazed, relieved anyway, the cyclorama of light behind them so brief that it was just a quick glimpse of his turban and the bright wet guns. The English patient could have identified the weapons. When Caravaggio returned, he found Hannah and the two soldiers from a sapper unit in the kitchen making up sandwiches. The Sikh sets up a tent in the far reaches of the garden, where Hannah thinks lavender was once grown. She has found dry leaves in that area, which she has rolled in her fingers and identified. Now and then, after a rain, she recognizes the perfume of it. At first he will not come into the house at all. He walks past on some duty or other to do with the dismantling of mines. Always courteous. A little nod of his head. During the day she notices mostly his arms in the short-sleeved army shirt and the rifle which is always with him, even though battles seem now to be over for them. He is a relief to her in his self-sufficiency, to all of them in the house, though Caravaggio grumbles at the sapper's continuous humming of Western songs he has learned for himself in the last 3 years of the war. The other sapper, who had arrived with him in the rainstorm, Hardy he was called, is billeted elsewhere, nearer the town, though she has seen them working together, entering a garden with their wands of gadgetry to clear mines. The young Sikh never speaks about the danger that comes with his kind of searching. Now and then an explosion brings her and Caravaggio quickly out of the house, her heart taut from the muffled blast. She runs out or runs through a window, seeing Caravaggio too in the corner of her vision, and they will see the sapper waving lazily towards the house, not even turning around from the herb terrace. He is always humming or whistling. "Who is whistling?" asks the English patient one night, having not met or even seen the newcomer. When he steps into the seemingly empty villa, he is noisy. He is the only one of them who has remained in uniform. Immaculate buckles shined. The sapper appears out of his tent, his turban symmetrically layered, the boots clean and banging into the wood or stone floors of the house. He seems casually content with the small group in the villa, some kind of loose star on the edge of their system. This is like a holiday for him after the war of mud and rivers and bridges. He enters the house only when invited in. Just a tentative visitor, the way he had done that first night when he had followed the faltering sound of Hannah's piano and come up the cypress-lined path and stepped into the library.